Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
The English Premier League kicks off tonight with Manchester United at home to Fulham, and Manchester United hoping to have a better season. They had their worst season last year. Let me say this gratuitously for Man U fans, since 1990, I think, was the last time they had as bad a season. Anyway, there's going to be plenty of Irish players in action throughout this season. Well, one football writer says this is promising to be the most controversial and consequential campaign in the English game's history, as reigning champs Man City face a court case that may see them relegated out of the league altogether, all while they chase an unprecedented fifth title in a row. A lot to look forward to. That particular chief football writer for the UK Independent joins me now. Miguel Delaney, you're very welcome.
Good evening.
The stakes are so high for Man City, aren't they?
Oh yeah, and I mean, like, just to put this in, I suppose, the simplest and starkest terms as to why it could be so consequential, and a situation that is really unprecedented in England, we could well have a situation, say, in January or possibly April, and the later it gets, the worse it is for the Premier League in that sense, where, say, City are 10 points clear, they're maybe neck and neck with Arsenal or Liverpool in a really tight title race, then it's possible, if they are found guilty in this case of the 115 charges, which is actually now 130 charges, we could have a situation where that team, the champions and the repeat champions, are either docked so many points it takes them from the top, or they're expelled from the league, given the extent of the charges. Now, City, of course, insist on their innocence.
Yeah.
They specifically argue this.
Remind people really briefly, if you don't mind, what the charges are.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it comes down to, I mean, there's been a lot of debate about kind of financial fair play rules and that. It's ultimately about, it goes back to the football leaks from 2018, which had details in which, from which, City have been accused essentially of fraud, of not supplying information that actually reflected their finances, and specifically the issue of whether their sponsorships were actually direct payments from the ownership, because the owner of the city, or the owner of the city, is Sheikh Mansour, one of the most senior royals in Abu Dhabi, and obviously it's an autocracy where so much is centralised.
Okay, so these are the
allegations for now, but we see how it plays out.
So that's how they start the season. I just wonder if the pressure of all of that would get to either the management or the team. We'll wait and see, I suppose, as they go for five in a row. You mentioned Arsenal there, but let's talk about Liverpool, because they have. Klopp has left the stage, he's left the cup, and he's replaced by Slop.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I mean, one of the reasons that Liverpool have ultimately gone for Arne Slot is he's considered, he wasn't just a stand-in for Xabi Alonso in the way people think. They've gone for him because he's considered one of the finest coaches in the world. It is very different to Klopp, because Klopp was such a charismatic figure, whereas Slot is seen as more technical. Now, there is an argument, of course, that you mentioned the kind of pressure on City and that. There is an argument that it was exactly trying to keep pace with City and beat them in a way that no one else has yet done under Guardiola in this way, that actually exhausted Klopp and meant he had to go, and Liverpool are in this new era. Mm. And it doesn't mean one of the more compelling storylines from this season's Premier League, beyond the potential outcome of the investigation, is it's like what Arsenal went through in 2018 and Manchester United in 2013, where a major club attempts to adapt to the exit of this massively kind of influential patriarchal figure.
Yeah.
Of course, just on City as well, let's not forget, they're playing Chelsea on Sunday. Well, Chelsea are under a similar investigation, with the outcome of that expected in November, over payments made during the Roman Abramovich era. So, I mean, the table itself, there is a potential that it could be riddled with asterisks.
Yeah, my God. So many subplots here. Talk to me about the Irish interest. Some new faces of interest for Irish fans this year.
Oh, yeah, the most interesting is Smodic, who his move to Ipswich Town was just confirmed today. I think that's a really interesting, exciting one. One, because I suppose we've been talking about him for so long. There was even some, I suppose, concern over whether he would eventually declare for us. He has, because he could have also played for Hungary. He is a really exciting talent, and I think it's a really nice move from him in that regard, because Ipswich themselves are seen as one of the most exciting teams to come up for in years, really. The football that they play under an Irish manager, actually, Kieran McKenna, is really exciting. It's open. Some of the goals they scored last season were incredible. And while there is some doubt whether they have the quality and whether that might mean they go straight back down, Smodish will, he will, I suppose, he elevate them. So it's, yeah, it's a really interesting subplot.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the other big Irish questions, I suppose, is over whether Evan Ferguson can recover the form he was showing at this time last year when the Premier League started. I think for all sorts of reasons, his goal scoring trailed off. I think there has been maybe some concern about that. I think ultimately, he's still a teenager.
Yeah.
His body is still developing. He is a big player already. And it's just a case of kind of allowing him to settle. I wouldn't really have concerns there, but obviously it would be nicer to see him rediscover that goal scoring he showed last season.
Wouldn't it be nice to see Ferguson and Smodic in flying form in the Premier League? VAR lives to tell another tale of woe, Miguel. It's got to be plenty of controversy again, because there was a fair share of VAR controversy we discussed it last season.
Yeah, well, and all that controversy did lead to Wolves bringing a proposal to the Premier League in June over actually whether to get rid of VAR. Now, the clubs voted against that, which I suppose that's relevant this season and whether their managers make complaints, given they had the chance to get rid of it. But they decided to stick with it on the proviso that it is significantly improved. So funny, like I spent the last few days in all sorts of media briefings about how exactly they're improving VAR. There's going to be more discretion to the referee. They do want to, at least the intention is to bring it so it doesn't intervene as much, that it doesn't intervene for little things. But this was something that was heard 5 years ago, and the reality of the game meant it happened anyway. So we'll see how it operates in practice. I mean, ultimately, it does feel like whatever side you're on, VAR is it's kind of at the centre of this culture war in football, whereas some people just never accept it, and some people are obviously zealots for it.
Mm.
I was someone who was probably more for it when it first came in, because I think you just look at the example of, like, say, Henry against Ireland.
Mm.
That is something that could and should have been corrected in the moment. But the way it's been used, obviously, kind of, it's just, it hasn't worked anywhere near as well as I personally would have hoped.
And it's caused some problems as well. Before I let you go then, let's say the investigation's clear, everybody, Chelsea, Man City and all. Who's your pick for the winner of the 24-25 season?
I'm so tempted to say Arsenal, because I think they're very close. They're improving. They're a young team. I think Arteta will make two more signings before the end of August. And they were only beaten by City by 2 points last year. So they look in really good shape. Also, on the other side of that, City's squad looks much thinner than it has been at any point for the last half decade. It's just that when it comes right down to it, every time you think something like this, City just have that nous and that experience, that strength, despite what I said there about the thin squad, that they go on these runs. And if all goes as normal in that sense, it's difficult not to see a record fifth title in a row.
You know, I'm going to play this back to you next May when Aston Villa win the Premier League. anyway, if that day comes, we'll certainly talk again. Miguel Delaney, Chief Football Writer with the UK Independent. Thank you very much indeed.